Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Fix It with Faust here on Healthy Life Net, all positive talk radio. I'll be with you every Thursday, every second Thursday of the month, bringing you some of the most fascinating guests, all giving you invaluable information, some of which will absolutely change your life. The Fix Your Addiction Handbook was published in mid-November, everyone, so stop by Amazon and get yours. That and all the other books in the Fix Yourself Empowerment series are there. You can find everything you need about the Fix Yourself Empowerment Series on my website at faustruggiero.com. So today, everyone, I am absolutely thrilled to be spending time with someone who helps female executives struggling with life balance experience, a mindset shift, and design work-life balance through her unique house-building approach. Her life experience from multiple career shifts in her early 50s after getting fired from her executive position helps make her widely regarded as an expert in achieving life balance at any stage of life. Jean Collins is a founder and principal designer of the House of Jermar, a lifestyle brand for women ready to reimagine what is possible in their homes and their lives and then create it. Jean, welcome to Fix It with Faust.
Thank you, Faust. It's so great to talk to you.
Well, it's a pleasure to be talking with you again. So fill us in a little bit. Tell us about your life path, where you started from, where you are now.
Oh, wow. What a big, long question. So I'm going to abbreviate and kind of take it down because we could talk for hours about that. So at a really high level, just present, I am 54 years old. I live in Connecticut. I'm a single mom, and I run a business called The House of Jermar, which is a lifestyle brand, as you said. To go back to how I got to where I am, which is really the fun of the journey and what inspires people, is I spent 22 years in corporate America. I worked for an advertising company, and I ran a sales team. It was a public company, so basically I always say I worked for Wall Street, really. And I did that for 22 years, and then in January of 2020, I got fired from my job. And at the time, I had really defined myself by two things. I was a single mother and a vice president of sales, and I was really quite boring because that was kind of all I had to say about my life. And after I got fired, that meant I lost half my identity in getting fired when I was no longer a VP of sales. And this was right before COVID. And I really had to take a deep look at myself and take a look in the mirror and evaluate my life and what I was doing and who I was as a person. And I realized that I was really very boring because I didn't do anything other than work and take care of my daughter. And that the stress from that job was actually killing me physically and mentally. And I didn't realize it until I wasn't in that job and under that stress. I didn't realize how much it was really both mentally and physically just draining the life out of me. And so I really had to figure out, who was I going to be when I grew up at 50? And so I decided to walk away from corporate America and decided there had to be just a better way for me to live life. And I decided to embark on a journey of becoming an interior designer. And I started my own design firm, and that was 5 years ago. And then in that process, I've really just been following my heart, which has led me down lots of other paths, such as writing a book, starting a podcast, getting certified as a mindset coach, and launching a mindset coaching business, in addition to my podcast and speaking and a whole bunch of other things. And so it's been really an interesting transformational journey that has required a lot of inner looking and inner work and kind of working through the person that I am, the person that I want to become, and how do I get to where I want to become, recognizing it's a journey. So that, in a nutshell, is my story.
You know, interesting thing you said. Left corporate America, I'm going to go figure out who I am. But when I hear you talk, it wasn't so much, it doesn't sound like it was so much figuring out. You went out and created it.
Yes, I did. I had to create it because I didn't really know who I was after I got fired. I really felt like I had a career coach at the time, and she was like, well, what are you interested in? What are your passions? What are your hobbies? And I just looked at her, and I just said, I don't have any. And it was really a crushing moment to realize that really all I did in life was take care of my daughter and work. And yes, I would exercise and things like that, but I really didn't have hobbies or things that I felt like lit me up in life other than my daughter. And it's great to be a mother, and I'm so proud of that, but I kind of just looked at myself like, wow, there's got to be more to life than this, and I need to figure out how to find more and make more out of my life and find a way to feel more alive in my life than I did. So it was definitely, I definitely had to create it. You are correct.
Because
it didn't exist.
I'm raising my daughter. I'm working. And that's all I had. When you look back at that, why? That's where a lot of people will say, well, that's all I have. And I always say, well, why? Why weren't you doing other things then? Was it fulfilling? Were you in a comfort zone, a rut? Why weren't you doing other things?
I think because, and that's a very good question, I think it's really because I had the type of job where the expectation was that you worked 24/7. And I was the only female in a man's world, to be honest. And none of the men that I was surrounded by, including my many bosses, ever had some of the challenges that I had because they weren't also raising children. They all had spouses that were helping with that. So they couldn't understand and relate. And at the time, I didn't have the skill set to set boundaries, which is something that I have since learned how to do. But I didn't have that skill set, and I didn't have the confidence to say there needs to be boundaries and not work all the time. And I always felt, which was self-inflicted to myself, I always felt like I need to play at their level, not have them accept me at my level. And my level should have more balance. It should have me making time for something other than just exercise, my daughter, and work. And so I take accountability for that because I allowed that to happen. But I also don't think I had the skill sets at the time to know how to change it. It was just, this is the fact of life. And I used to say to people, I get paid lots of money, and that is great. And yes, I get paid lots of money, and I benefit by living an incredible life and providing an incredible life for my daughter. But I always used to say to people, but I also have an incredible amount of stress, and I get paid well to manage that stress. And to me, that was normal. Until I left and I realized that is not normal. There have to be other ways to live life. That it's not enough. But I didn't know it at the time.
I get paid to manage that stress. Was that conscious in your head? You said, well, I'm
yes.
You know, this comes with the job. It's normal. That's me. That's what I'm going to do.
Yes. Yes. And I would verbalize that. I would say I get paid really well. But I get paid really well to manage a very high level of stress that not everyone can manage. So in some ways, I made it part of my uniqueness as a sales leader that I could manage this very high, fast-paced level of stress. And I managed a team of 45 people, and I had the largest sales territory. And when you work for a public company, your boss is Wall Street, and you are only as good as your last quarter. So my job was a continual race against the numbers, constantly churning like a mouse running on a wheel. And the stress of that is ever present 24/7. It never leaves. There is no such thing. Every Sunday I would have to be doing work to prepare for Mondays. Every Thursday night I'd have to be doing work to prepare for Fridays. So there was never, it never left. And I would verbalize that that's why I, one of the reasons why I got paid a lot of money is that I could handle that level of stress. And then after I got fired, I realized, oh my goodness, that level of stress might actually kill me. And, you know, it's not that I was, like, fat and overweight and had heart problems. It wasn't that. It was that it was sucking my mental and my emotional and my life out of me because it wasn't allowing me to have a me in that equation of my life.
You know, you said before, well, I had nothing else in my life, and now you're saying you're conscious of that. You made a conscious decision to accept the stress, eat up all the energy, and have just enough left for your daughter, but that's it.
Correct.
Wow.
Yep. And I knew I was doing it. I knew I was doing it, but I also didn't see another way. And corporate America and money and financial success have a way of doing that to people. I've met many people who say, you know, I would love to quit my job, but I financially can't. And I felt the same way. I felt like there can't be another way to live other than the way I am living because I didn't see any other way to live. And money has a way of trapping people into a life that they feel they can't get out of because of the money constraints of that.
So now,
until I was forced to, because I got fired.
And that's where I'm going. That's where my next question was. Okay, so now I can't leave because, you know, whether it's a comfort zone or the money or the life I've set up, whatever it is, I am in this. Now the end comes pretty abruptly. Okay, goodbye. And now you're in that place that you said you couldn't go to. How'd you deal with that?
Yeah, like there I was. And that is exactly it. And I remember days thinking, I had said I couldn't change this job because of my mortgage and my lifestyle and all this money, and now here I am. And how in the world am I going to replicate that? And I was, it never occurred to me when I was in that world that I could leave and do something so drastically different. I always felt like I would be leaving that job to go to another similar sales job in corporate America. And how is that job going to be really any better or different? Like the grass isn't any greener on the other side. And so I had convinced myself of that, which is probably very true, to be honest. But when I got fired and I was faced with this just really harsh reality of what in the world am I going to do next, I have to credit my career coach who really helped me open my eyes to who's to say that you have to go to another corporate job. Why does that have to be the only path for you? And in my mindset, it was, but this is what I do. I run a sales team. This is who I am. And she was really helpful at getting me to see that's not who you are. That's not how you define yourself. Stop defining yourself by your job title. Figure out how to define yourself by how you want to feel in your life. And what do you, how do you want your career to make you feel? How do you want to feel when you wake up in the morning? And so she pushed me to really look inward. And by looking inward, that's when I was able to get some comfort in, huh, there might be a better, just not necessarily better, there might just be a different way for me to look at this thing called my career. And that actually gave me comfort. It was terrifying. Don't get me wrong. Terrifying. I had a very large
mortgage. What were you afraid of?
Afraid of, I am never going to be as successful as I was in this last job. I'm never going to make the money that I made. I'm going to have to sacrifice even more than I already do. Because I had gotten to the point in my career that I didn't travel as much as I had in the younger years, and my daughter needed me more, and that's why I didn't want to travel. And so I was very afraid that in order to make that kind of money or in order to have another job, I was going to have to sacrifice even more than I already had sacrificed, and I felt like I had already sold my soul. And so, like, what else is there? And it's also just the fear of the unknown. It's scary when you don't know what your next path is, and you have to get to a point of letting go and giving it up to some higher power, whatever that higher power is for you. And you have to sort of release the process and let go and trust. And trusting is very difficult.
Interesting. You had to trust the process. Did you define what that was, or was it, you know, what I like to teach people is let's trust yourself first, and of course you create the process. But at that point, did you know what you were trusting?
A little bit. So when you say trust yourself, I think that is honestly what drove me forward. Was I got to a point that I looked at it and I said to myself, and I remember journaling about this, and I said to myself, okay, if I look at my almost 50-year-old self and I were to take myself backwards to when I started this career in sales when I was 28, 29 years old, if I take myself back to that 28-year-old self, I would have never in my wildest dreams ever have imagined the level of success that I had achieved in that 22-year career. I would have never, financially, professionally, managing a team, growth, traveling, experiences, people I met, I would have never imagined. And so I decided, so I'm 50, and I said to myself, you have to work for another 20 years as a single mom. Like, there's at least 20 years in you, so let's look at another 20 years. And do I trust myself to believe that I can create a second career that's great? And the answer to that was yes, because I could look back and I could say, you know, you worked really hard and you gave it all you got and you evolved and became an incredible leader and a manager and all these things. And I gave myself credit for all of my accomplishments in the past. And that helped me trust myself because it was like, okay, you did all of that. So don't you think you could do something else great? And the answer to that was yes. I think I do have it in me to do something else great. I didn't know what it was, but I did have it in me to do something else great. And so that really is where the trust started. And that trust has to be there, quite honestly, every day of my entrepreneurial journey. Entrepreneurs have to have that innate trust in themselves and trust in the universe that you will be guided, and if you make mistakes, it's actually okay. That's part of the lesson and part of the process.
Interesting what you said. You know, when you leave corporate America, and I've worked with a ton of people in that boat, they're looking to establish something new, but there's this thing that holds on to them where they, you know, that's my template. That's what I've got to be, something equal to what I have created before, because I really, you know, I've done this for a couple decades, and now look at what I've led and the money I made and the position and the respect I had. That it's one thing to recreate something new, but you leave that behind. Was that hard for you?
It was really hard at certain times, yes. I think the hardest part of it, quite honestly, was leaving some of the relationships that I had, that as I grew into becoming an entrepreneur, some of those friendships and relationships that I had in corporate America went away, and that was a big loss. And it took a long time, years, for me to recognize that those people were in my life, you know, for a reason, for a season, as they say, and to get to a point of having a mindset of being very grateful for what they did give to my life at the time, but recognizing that it was their time to leave as I evolved into a different life, because being an entrepreneur is different than working for corporate America. And one of the things that you start to realize is that you need to change your circle of friends a little bit, because you need to build support networks of other entrepreneurs who can understand some of your struggles. They don't have to be in the same industry, but they can understand this entrepreneurial journey and this entrepreneurial spirit. And so there was a loss in losing friends. I will also say something I've been working on a lot over the last few years is redefining success and having to redefine what success looks like for myself. And in the past, in corporate America, especially in sales, it was always driven by the numbers and the goals and hitting those numbers. And that is how I was viewed as successful or not. And recognizing in my new life, success is different. Success in many ways is freedom of choice now, freedom with my time, freedom to be creative, freedom to do things when I want to do them and how I want to do them. And having that freedom of my life is a measure of success for me.
You know, interesting, what I'm hearing you say is previously in corporate America, success was an external thing. That was the measurement device. How many sales, what the numbers were like, what the president or whoever thought about you. When you leave there, then success becomes defined by more personal items, more inside you kind of things. Did you experience that? Are you able to define, say, who am I inside? Because if I'm successful inside first, then just about everything I touch is going to be.
Correct. Yes. And a lot of it was I learned to define success. I learned to define success not by finding happiness, but by finding inner peace. And that became the new benchmark for me, was having inner peace versus having happiness or having financial abundance. It started with having inner peace.
And we're going to explore that just a little bit deeper, everyone. You're listening to Fix It with Foss here on Healthy Life Net, all positive talk radio. We're going to take a break for just a few minutes. Then we're going to be back with more from Gene Collins. So stay right with us.
It's time to live every day in the moment, so your life will flow at a healthy and happy pace. When you live in the moment, you can deal with change better and learn how to achieve your goals easier. Find out how in Faust Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook. Make your life simple and easy using a successful blueprint for a happy life with The Fix Yourself Handbook. This is your moment to improve your life. Go to FaustRuggiero.com and pick up your copy of The Fix Yourself Handbook now.
If you're looking for unique items at affordable prices, then you should try Dream Product. From apparel to beauty, from shoes to therapeutic relief products, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Dream Products, and maybe your dreams might just come into reality.
Life is a process, and once you know how to master that process, you will have a life filled with creativity and passion. Faust Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook, will help you master the process to become your authentic self, living in peace and harmony. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook today at FaustRuggiero.com. You'll gain the wisdom you need with this wonderful and practical guide. Do it now at FaustRuggiero.com. Remember, it's the Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com.
If you want USA and worldwide car rentals, choose rentacar.com. Free cancellations on most bookings, no hidden charges. They are trusted by over 4 million customers. Visit our advertiser page and click on the Rent-A-Car banner.
Loving yourself. Sometimes it's hard to do that, and sometimes you just don't know how. Now there's a way to help you understand how to love yourself. Faust Ruggiero's The Fix Yourself Handbook gives you a toolbox of formulas and routines to help you address how to love yourself and towards a life that is a healthy, progressive journey. Get your copy of The Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com. That's FaustRuggiero.com. FaustRuggiero.com. Hey there, wake up. Take your life off of autoplay and learn how to navigate your life using healthy routines and practices. Discover how to live more fully without the need of lies or defenses. Imagine confronting others peacefully. Well, there's one proven way to do it. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com. Come on, you know you want to improve your emotional IQ, and with the Fix Yourself Handbook, it's easy, it's fun, and it works. So get out of autoplay and fast forward to FaustRuggiero.com and buy the handbook now.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
welcome back, everyone. We're talking with Gene Collins today, and when we left, we were talking a little bit about, you know, that personal success, that inside stuff. And, you know, a lot of that can come about when we experience career and life shifts. And he does a lot of work with that. So, Gene, a little bit about what those are and how people can apply those.
Yes. So I've had to make a lot of life shifts since I left corporate America. And the first most important one I did was making a mindset shift after I got fired, maybe a month after I got fired. I made this massive mindset shift, and I had this aha, which was, we all call it work-life balance, and that's what we're striving for. But I had an issue with that because work still comes first in that balance equation, and that was really bothering me given the situation I was in and feeling like I had sacrificed my life for work, and then where did that get me? It got me fired. So I made a mindset shift, and I said, you know what? From here on out, I am going to approach it as life-work balance, and I am going to make a commitment for that, and I wrote it down, and I told my life coach, and she kept calling it work-life. Like, every time we would talk or every time I would write something in an email, she would rewrite it as work-life. And I was like, no, you are not listening to me. I am telling you, I have changed my mindset. Life is going to come first for me. And that change for me just really triggered how I made choices, because I started to just view life through a different lens. And I have to work. I need a paycheck just like everybody else. You have to work. But I realized that it can't come at the cost of my life anymore, because I had already done that. And that didn't work. That didn't lead to, like, the Holy Grail. And so I had to work, but it wasn't going to come at the cost of life. And so for me now, it means shifts in, I say no a lot more often to things that are work-related, and I say yes a lot more often to things that are personal-related. So, for example, there was one day not that long ago where I had double-booked myself. I had made plans to have dinner with a girlfriend, and then I got invited to go to an art gallery opening, and I was going to be introduced to this woman who was going to help me gain some awareness of my new book. And I was so stressed and anxious about all of it, because I also was responsible for my dogs that night, feeding my dogs. And so I was like, how am I going to leave my house, drive half an hour, go to the gallery event, spend enough time to not just look like I walked in, then drive all the way another half an hour back to have dinner, and then when am I going to find, like, the 40 minutes to go home and feed my dogs, because I'm responsible for them tonight because no one else was around? And it was just causing me so much anxiety about how am I going to do any of those things and actually be able to be present and enjoy any of those activities. And so I paused myself, and I was like, wait a minute, I feel uneasy because this is not life-work balance. And I decided not to go to the gallery event. And it was really empowering to make that decision for myself and for my life and say, you know what, this just feels off. This doesn't feel good to me. Something has to give, and I didn't feel right about giving on my friend and that dinner because I really was looking forward to that connection. So I chose that over the gallery event. And, you know, I always say, like, who knows what could have happened, but nothing could have happened also. And wouldn't that have been a shame if I had sacrificed the life part for the work part and nothing really came of that new connection? Wouldn't that have been a waste? So that's one of the ways that I approach life differently now, with just that simple mindset shift of where's the balance here between life and work, and making sure that life comes first more often than not. It can't always, but more often than not, I am taking into consideration life as part of that equation.
You know, it's funny. I counsel people and talk about that whole thing, the balance and things, and usually you get a little pushback and they say, yeah, but I've got to get all these things done. When you're dealing with people and they say that, you know, you're talking about prioritizing and putting in what's important and leaving some of those other things out, and they say, no, but all of these are priorities, what do you tell them?
They aren't all really priorities. It's all how you look at it. And I encourage people, I use time blocking. And for me, that's what works, right? Like, I use time blocking. And so in terms of, like, life shifts, for example, every morning, one of the things I started doing after I got tired is I started journaling and I started meditating. And I started just, like, making a tea and sitting in a special chair and looking out the window at nature and just spending time. And if I'm really busy, I only have 20 minutes. If I'm not as busy, I can sit there for an hour or two and even read. So every morning, my day starts with this routine of time for myself, time to be grateful, time to journal. If I'm stressed about something, I journal about it to get it out, time to sometimes sit, read, time to meditate. But every day starts with me first. And I feel like for me, that has helped me be a major life shift, actionable item that I encourage people to do, even if they only have 10 or 15 minutes. Start there, because you're putting out the intention that, you know what, I come first, and I start my day first. And it's just like the concept of making your bed, so that then when you come back into your room, it looks like, oh, okay, I'm in my bed, I'm ready to move on, I'm ready to start the day. And so I encourage people, like, if you don't have a lot of time, just start with 10 minutes to give to yourself at the very beginning of the day and just focus on being grateful and starting your day with a little bit of gratitude, a little bit of pause, and a little bit of breathing, and then see where that goes. Because if you really take a look at the to-do list and everything that you think is a priority, there's probably about 60 to 70% of it that if you didn't get to it until tomorrow, anything terrible, life-shattering going to happen? And the answer is normally no.
You know, as you're talking, and you're really preaching to the choir, I love what you said, two things I heard. You know, we make that list, and we do this all the time, not just in our daily life, but just in everything we do. And I always call it autopilot thinking. We jump in there, and we just go, and we don't do something. You know, a huge term you mentioned, we don't pause it. We don't stop it and put some conscious thought into it. And that's what I'm hearing you saying as I hear you talk about what you know, getting back to doing some things for yourself. You paused, you put some thought into it, you prioritized, and then you executed based upon what was important.
Correct. And I'll give you a perfect example. Tonight, I am supposed to go out tonight to an event with someone and then go out to dinner with someone who I really actually want to see, and I genuinely want to see her. But I am recognizing that my body feels really tired today, and I feel slightly overwhelmed because I have some work to do for my own podcast that is due tomorrow. The podcast launches tomorrow, and there's still some work that we are working on with it. And that's kind of causing me, like, stress. Like, I need to get that work done, and it's making my body feel very anxious and uptight. As I was sitting here about an hour ago, and I was really thinking about, you know, what does my body really need today? And it's like, no, my body needs to, like, relax, have a really healthy dinner at home, take a bath, and do your work and go to bed early because I feel really tired, and that's what I need. And you know what? My friend will still be there. We will get together next week instead.
Exactly. You know, it's interesting as you're saying that. Today is one of those days for me where, you know, I got up in the morning, did my usual things I have to do to get us ready for the day, and then had an interview at 11. I had someone to counsel for online for about an hour, and then we're doing our radio show now. I am 20 pages left from finishing the book I'm writing on, which we went out in June, and my mind said, okay, I can stick that in this hour, and then said, wait a minute, those pages, the manuscript is there, it will be there tomorrow, and I'll go there. And that's what we're really telling all of you. Take a step back, take a breath, pause, and then decide what's important. Then do that, and you're going to find that you organize not only your day, but your brain. So we're going to take a little break, everyone. Then we're going to come back for more with Gene Collins. So stay with us.
Life is a process, and once you know how to master that process, you will have a life filled with creativity and passion. Faust Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook, will help you master the process to become your authentic self, living in peace and harmony. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook today at FaustRuggiero.com. You'll gain the wisdom you need with this wonderful and practical guide. Do it now at FaustRuggiero.com. Remember, it's the Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com.
This is Jack Maher from the band Feed the Kitty. It's important to support the artists you love, and you can do that and get something authentic for yourself. Rock.com has the most coveted licensed merchandise of music, culture, and entertainment. So go to the advertiser page and click on Rock.com now.
Hey there, wake up. Take your life off of autoplay and learn how to navigate your life using healthy routines and practices. Discover how to live more fully without the need of lies or defenses. Imagine confronting others peacefully. Well, there's one proven way to do it. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com. Come on, you know you want to improve your emotional IQ, and with the Fix Yourself Handbook, it's easy, it's fun, and it works. So get out of autoplay and fast forward to FaustRuggiero.com and buy the handbook now.
If you're not in the U.S., listen up. SureTrader is one of the most trusted and reliable names in share trading. With 6-to-1 leverage and other perks, SureTrade is the best for penny stocks and day trades. To find out more, visit our advertiser page and click on the SureTrader banner.
Loving yourself. Sometimes it's hard to do that, and sometimes you just don't know how. Now there's a way to help you understand how to love yourself. Faust Ruggiero's The Fix Yourself Handbook gives you a toolbox of formulas and routines to help you address how to love yourself and towards a life that is a healthy, progressive journey. Get your copy of The Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com. That's FaustRuggiero.com. FaustRuggiero.com. It's time to live every day in the moment, so your life will flow at a healthy and happy pace. When you live in the moment, you can deal with change better and learn how to achieve your goals easier. Find out how in Faust Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook. Make your life simple and easy using a successful blueprint for a happy life with The Fix Yourself Handbook. This is your moment to improve your life. Go to FaustRuggiero.com and pick up your copy of The Fix Yourself Handbook now.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking with Gene Collins today. You know, Gene, as we left off, what in my mind was, you know, everyone's take on what wellness is, what personal health is, and what goes into that. For you, when you talk about your personal health, or the people that you help, when you're talking wellness and all, how are you defining that for them?
Oh, what a good question. So there's two answers to that. One is traditional wellness, right? How you're taking care of your body, sleep, exercise, movement. We'll talk about that in a minute. And then the second one, because I have a business in interior design, to me, recognizing how much your environment impacts how you feel and your overall wellness is very important. And so getting my clients to understand how does their environment, their home, make them feel on a day-to-day basis. So, for example, I will ask them, you know, what's the first thing that you see when you open your eyes in the morning? And is it artwork that inspires you? Is it something on the ceiling that is calming and soothing? Or is it laundry? And very often people chuckle and they're like, yeah, it's laundry. And I'm like, okay, think about that. Think about the message that that laundry is giving to yourself and to your body as you start your day. To me, laundry is one of the most daunting tasks, and I can't stand it because it never ends. And many of my clients would agree, it never ends. And so I'm like, so that's the message that you're giving your body to start your day. And how about if we look at it differently and we say, okay, where could I move that laundry to? And maybe instead there's a chair next to your bed or a piece of furniture that has sentimental meaning to you, or you're putting a picture, a piece of artwork on the wall that is really calm and soothing and inspiring. And think about that, and think about your senses. Think about, I take it another step, what do your feet feel when they hit the floor? Your feet support you all day long. What is the first sensory experience your feet have in the morning? And most people pause, and it's not what they would want it to be if they were really caring for their body. And I encourage them to think about colors, and how do colors make them feel, and clutter. How does clutter make them feel? How can we clean up some of the clutter so that when they enter their homes, many of us in New England, we enter through the garage and enter through a mudroom. Was that mudroom just stuff all over the place? Like, how does that, if you really stop and, to your point, if you really pause and think about how does that make you feel when you see all that? To me, that clutter is just, like, slightly anxious. Instead, when you walk into your mudroom, you want to feel like your home is giving you a hug and welcoming you home with sunshine and brightness. And then how can we make subtle changes within your home so that you do feel that way when you enter your house? So because I have a background in interior design, to me, wellness starts within, is within your surroundings and within yourself. And so the other part of it is, how do you sleep? Sleep is so important. We don't talk about sleep enough. How do you sleep? That is one of the major life shifts I made after I got fired, is I made a commitment to sleep. And I made a commitment to sleep more, and because I used to sleep 4 or 5 hours a night, and I didn't recognize how poorly, especially as we get older, how poorly our bodies respond to that little sleep. You just become conditioned and used to it, but that doesn't make it good for your body. And so I changed how I sleep, how much sleep I get, making sleep a priority, and it requires making it a priority. But once you do, it's possible. You can go to bed earlier. You really can. Most of us spend the last few hours of our evening doing things that we don't have to do. And so, yeah, prioritizing sleep, prioritizing diet. I really am very careful about what goes into my body and cook most of my own food and really pay attention to the healthiness and not eating packaged foods. And it's, and exercise every day, movement of some sort. And I say to people, if they say, I don't have time to exercise, okay, find 15 minutes, go outside, go for a walk, even if it's just in your own yard. And start there, and you'll start to see how there are so many benefits outside of just the exercise, just getting in nature, being in nature, having your feet touch the ground. There are so many health benefits to that. And so I encourage people, there's such subtle life shifts that they can make to start to move them towards wellness. And then as you start to do that, it starts to compound. And then it's, oh, okay, I want to exercise a little bit more. I'm going to find the time to do that. Or, oh, I'm going to cook dinner more, and I'm going to change my mindset around making dinner. Dinner for me was always a chore. I love to cook, but I hated making dinner because it was always squeezed in between being so busy at work and then having to deal with my daughter and then going back to work again after she went to bed. And so dinner was this just like massive task of headache. And I changed my mindset after I got fired around it, and dinner became time to give to me, to make myself a priority, to nourish myself and my body. So instead of it being a task for others, it is something that I do for me. So when I, you know, talk about the things I do for my personal wellness, making dinner is now on that list. It's not on the task list like laundry, unfortunately for me, is still on the task list for everybody else. So it's these subtle little shifts that you can make in your life that really can increase your overall physical, mental well-being.
And you said two things that I just love. The first one, you know, everyone looks at mindsets and shifts and the way you're feeling and the mental or the emotional part of it, but we always seem to push the physical part to the side. We really still embrace this separation between body and mind. I like what you had to say when you're taking care of your body, you're sleeping. You know, when I say to people, do you get enough sleep? And they tell me they get their 5 hours. Oh, that works for me. I say, no, it doesn't. That's just what you got used to. You know, whether you like it or not, your cells in the body need a certain amount of time to rejuvenate, and they're not doing it in 5 hours. When we talk about, very, very picky about what goes in my body. But, you know, you get to the point where you say, geez, I'm getting up higher in age and I still have all this energy, because the choice is right. Take care of your body first. The other thing you said that I liked was the mindset part of it, where if you're doing tasks or whatever, it really depends on how you're going into it, people. If you're going to make it a chore, your mind and your body will treat it like that and you'll go down. But if you can build something attractive into it, everything changes. These are moments of your life going by. So, you know, I really, those two things, you put those together, you're talking, you made a huge statement about wellness.
Yes. And those things are so important. And I hear you. I love that you said, like, 5 hours of sleep is not enough. And I used to think it was, too. And I think as people just start to peel back their wellness onion, like, you know, little bit by little bit, because it can be very daunting to people. And I will say that people look at my life and the things that I do in my life and the choices that I make for wellness and the life shifts I've made, and it can feel very overwhelming because I do a lot of things for wellness, for myself, and for making myself a priority. And it's very overwhelming. But I always remind people, but I got here after a 5-year journey. So this didn't happen overnight that I got to where I am today. This was lots of little steps along the way in the last 5 years to get to the point of having this level of balance and having this mindset and having the vision and foresight to make myself a priority and to recognize that so many of the things on the to-do list actually can wait. They can get done, but not at the sacrifice of me and my wellness. But that didn't happen overnight. So it is a baby step process for people that are listening. Don't get discouraged. It's a process and a journey of which there are lots of people to help you on that journey.
Yes, there are. We're going to take a little break, everyone, and then we're going to be back in just a few minutes to wrap things up with Gene Collins. So stay with us.
Hey there, wake up. Take your life off of autoplay and learn how to navigate your life using healthy routines and practices. Discover how to live more fully without the need of lies or defenses. Imagine confronting others peacefully. Well, there's one proven way to do it. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com. Come on, you know you want to improve your emotional IQ, and with the Fix Yourself Handbook, it's easy. It's fun, and it works. So get out of autoplay and fast forward to FaustRuggiero.com and buy the handbook now.
VMware is a fresh perspective for virtualization on the cloud. Shaping the future, this all-in-one platform delivers virtual cloud service on any cloud. Visit our HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on VMware.
It's time to live every day in the moment, so your life will flow at a healthy and happy pace. When you live in the moment, you can deal with change better and learn how to achieve your goals easier. Find out how in Faust Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook. Make your life simple and easy using a successful blueprint for a happy life with The Fix Yourself Handbook. This is your moment to improve your life. Go to FaustRuggiero.com and pick up your copy of The Fix Yourself Handbook now.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
Loving yourself. Sometimes it's hard to do that, and sometimes you just don't know how. Now there's a way to help you understand how to love yourself. Faust Ruggiero's The Fix Yourself Handbook gives you a toolbox of formulas and routines to help you address how to love yourself and towards a life that is a healthy, progressive journey. Get your copy of The Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com. That's FaustRuggiero.com. FaustRuggiero.com. Life is a process, and once you know how to master that process, you will have a life filled with creativity and passion. Faust Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook, will help you master the process to become your authentic self, living in peace and harmony. Get The Fix Yourself Handbook today at FaustRuggiero.com. You'll gain the wisdom you need with this wonderful and practical guide. Do it now at FaustRuggiero.com. Remember, it's The Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Welcome back, everyone. We're wrapping things up with Gene Collins today. You know, as we're talking on the break, I'm always love this fourth segment because I love to get actionable with people. So now, you know, I'm someone and I come to you and I say I got these shifts in my life, job has ended, marriage, whatever it may be, and I'm stuck and I don't know where to go. How do I get started? What should I do first?
Yes, what a good question. So there are a couple things that I always tell people to do first. So the first thing I tell people, and we've actually been talking about this in a roundabout way, but I have a phrase that I have all of my clients use, which is hit pause and listen to your life. And the first thing I will tell people is you need to go inward. All of the answers to everything live within us. The challenge is getting quiet enough to actually hear them. And so the first thing I would tell people is hit pause and listen to your life. And there are many ways that you can do that. You can just sit. You can journal. You can go out for a walk in nature. You can just spend quiet time reading. Just spend time in silence. Leave your phone in the other room for an hour and sit and just watch what's happening outside. It's amazing what will come to you if you learn how to just quiet your mind for a little bit. So that would be the first thing I would recommend to people. And then the second thing is I use in my coaching practice what's called my house building approach. So I use my house building approach when I coach my clients. And this approach is that to approach your life similar to the stages of building a house. And when you build a house, you have your foundation, you have your framing, you have your finished work, and then you have your design. And the foundation is the most important because if you have cracks in the foundation when you build a house, everything that's above it is not stable. And so I encourage my clients to look at their life in this same way. And so I say to them, let's look at the foundation of your life. And we focus on three areas of life, and that would be your career, your health, and your relationships. And really do some deep inner reflecting on those areas of your life. So, for example, for me, when I lost my job, I really had to look at my career as the foundation of my life. And did that career really give to me what I wanted? And what I realized was that, no, that career was causing cracks. Like, that career was cracking everything, and everything was falling apart because of that career. And that maybe I needed to leave that career. And so I'll take the career example one step further for someone. Let's say they feel like they're unhappy with their job. I would say, okay, let's go back to the foundation. Are you unhappy with the type of work that you do in your job? If you're an accountant, are you now unhappy being an accountant and doing the actual work of accounting? And if the answer is yes, then that is the crack. Then we need to go find another type of work that fuels you and lights your fire. But if you're actually happy with that level of work, then maybe what's causing a crack in the foundation is the corporate culture of the environment you're in, or having to be a manager, or having to be responsible for other people, or not liking your coworkers, or not liking your commute. It could be something else. So I say to people, start with trying to identify the foundations of your life and think about where things might be cracked. And then how can you start to fix those things? Because that's a great place to start. And I've had clients come to me and have all of these things that feel like they're falling apart. And once we've peeled it back, we've realized that the biggest crack in their life for this one client was lack of sleep. And if she was able to get more sleep, then so many of the other things that we're building on top of that would have the ability to get repaired. But if she couldn't get more sleep, she couldn't have the capacity to address all of these other things that were causing her pain and anxiety and stress within her life. And so it became, okay, your number one focus then, before we can fix or address how you feel about anything else, is you have to get more sleep. And what are we going to do to implement that to make that be the number one priority right now? It doesn't mean we can't deal with the emotional issues you're having with other things later, but number one, we have to get you to get more sleep because that is causing the crack in your entire life's foundation because you're not getting enough sleep and you're exhausted and you're reacting in a way that is not beneficial across every area of your life. So that would be it. Pause, listen to your life, go inward, and look at your life like building a house and think about the foundations in your life and where might some of those things be cracked. That'd be how I would start.
It's all great advice. And one little piece to that, everyone, is get help. You know, what Gene and I are outlining today, don't be afraid to get help. Go find yourself someone, therapist, whatever, to help guide you through this, because you're spinning it around in your head. You're dealing with your emotions and everything else. You can pause, but sometimes you're not sure where to go. Be willing to ask someone for some help. So, Gene, it's been great. Tell everyone, if you can, where they can find you, what services you have available to them, all those kinds of things.
Yes. So you can find me on my website, which is houseofjermar.com. So it's house, H-O-U-S-E, of O-F, Jermar, J-E-R-M-A-R.com. You can find everything there. I offer full-service interior design. I do Zoom consulting design for people who just want a little bit of help. I have a podcast that comes out weekly called House of Jermar. It comes out every Thursday, where we talk about wellness starting within. I have a book. It's available on Amazon. It's called 2 Feet In. That's also on my website. I have a blog, and then I also have my coaching business on my website, which is, you know, you can coach with me for 10 sessions, 2 sessions, 3 sessions, and I'm working on the online course as well so that people could gain some of my knowledge without having to invest quite as much in coaching. And then I also encourage you to follow me on Instagram. I'm incredibly active on Instagram. It's at House of Jermar. I'm also on YouTube, the same thing, House of Jermar. And I encourage people, just like you said, Boss, to reach out. One of the gifts I think I get to have in this platform, and you do as well, is that I get to meet a lot of professionals in this industry and a lot of coaches and a lot of therapists and a lot of resources. And I am always happy to help someone try to find the right type of help for them, because I do get exposed to a lot. So I encourage people, reach out, email me, DM me. I am happy to, you know, point you in the right direction if you're trying to seek some help. Happy to do that. That's one of the gifts that we have, is that we can help guide people into the right places to find the help that they need.
And everyone, I was a guest on Jean's podcast, so I'm telling you, it's a great place to go. Check into her website. Check into her services. It might just change your life for you. So, everyone, that concludes this week's Fix Yourself radio show with here on Healthy Life, that all positive talk radio. We'll be back in a month with another great guest. So tune in with us. That'll be April 17th at noon Pacific time. I'm sorry, noon Eastern time, 9 Pacific. So until then, stay safe, everyone. Have fun creating your world. And here's to the power inside you. God bless. And Gene, thanks so much for a great interview.